This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. Go ahead, you can switch. There you go. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, seriously. I do want you part of the solution. I want to make sure that you get the information you need, and you get it in such a fashion where you can go check it. I don't give you this stuff that you have to go look through volumes of Harvard encyclopedias, medical encyclopedias to figure out, because I wouldn't even know how to spell Harvard, let alone go looking for it. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but give me your email address, you know? I send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on. And I just got to tell you, you might as well be informed, and then you can make a decision as to whether you want to tune in or not. That simple. Anyway, I've got Chad Robichaud going to join me after the break. And, you know, Chad's got a very, very interesting story. And he just went from, you know, having a major form of PTSD, took it in his own hands, and between him and God, turned his life around and have been doing some great things out there for our vets and others. I did not know until recently that faith-based programs were allowed in the government until Mr. Obama showed up. And then many of them quietly went away. No, seriously. So that's interesting. Interesting to find out that it was Obama. As I kept saying, people were making fun of me. It was Obama to pull the Bibles out of the VA hospitals. It was Obama that wouldn't let, Christmas cards be given out at the hospitals or any part of the military for that matter because it had Christ in it. We can't have that now. You couldn't possibly have Christ even talked about at Christmas time now, could you? I keep telling you people, you never did listen. It didn't matter what he said he was. And it wasn't because we all agreed he was a Muslim. That wasn't it at all. I know many, 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 many Christians that couldn't find Christ in the Bible. So let's not do that. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason for it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Speaking of Christ, Christians and holidays or holy days or whatever you prefer. You know, many of you know, you kind of heard about that whole, that whole Passover thing, right? That you're hearing all kinds of stories about. Well, for those of you who aren't religious at all, but you have Jewish friends that might be practicing, anyway, the Passover story. Now, on Passover, we celebrate how God took the Jewish people, the Israelis, or Israelites, out of Egypt, where they had been enslaved by the Pharaoh. Now, if you look at Moses and his representation, God brought 10 plagues upon the Egyptians until they agreed to send Jews from their land. Right? Now, if you think about this, you know, so on Passover, you know, again, go back to I'm sorry. Things are popping. On Passover, we celebrate how God took the Jewish people out of Egypt. Now, some of you think this is just kind of a story for those religious types, for those who do believe, in God, that kind of thing. It's not. It's real. So, you know, again, when you hear this, I love this. When you hear these stories, to some of us, or I should say, frankly, to many of us, they're not stories. They're real. Big time real. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I mean, that's a big part of it, too. You've got to be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And I do appreciate the time that you spend being involved, knowing what's happening, knowing what's going on. And for the rest of us, or many of us, I shouldn't say the rest of us, that's not cool. For many of us, it's Good Friday. And some say, Good Friday, what does that mean? Why is it Good Friday? Well, it's the day that Christ was crucified for us. Right? And when you think about this, it's the beginning, for Christians anyway, it is the beginning of their salvation. It's the beginning of the salvation story. It's the beginning of Christ redeeming them to the family. Now, whether you believe or understand or know or any of that, I don't know what to tell you. And I mean that sincerely. I don't know what to tell you. It's what we believe. It's how we believe. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And it's too bad because, you know, part of all this is that we're supposed to be able to get together. We're supposed to be able to enjoy each other. Especially those in religious groups who see this as a big day. It's not necessarily a family day, if you would. It's not like a family holiday like Christmas or that kind of thing. But it's a very important holiday to us. Actually, it's a very important holiday to us, Christians and Jews alike. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, if you want to be notified of the show, when it's coming up, what we're going to be doing, that kind of stuff, just head over to the website, therealside.com, and you can sign up for the email blast. It'll give you an idea who we're bringing on and the kind of things we're talking about. Or you can simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and then that way there we give you notice. We let you know what's happening, you know, before the show starts. So let me just bring them on because I think you're going to enjoy this. I think you're going to enjoy this person with me. I've got Chad Robichaud on with me, and I was impressed to see. I'd like to say he went from PTSD, surviving that, moving through, and becoming, you know, an author and an MM. You're going to have to give him all this stuff because I can't keep up with it all. I don't even understand half of it, actually. How you doing, Chad?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So I no really you've started your organization, but you're also what I would call a warrior, if you would. You're a champion MMA fighter, best-selling author. You're the founder of Mighty Oaks Warrior Program, and you have a book, An Unfair Advantage: Victory in the Midst of the Battle, and it's a story about your life, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So why don't you give us an 80,000-foot view of what the story is, and then we'll dig into some detail. What do you think?
That sounds good. Well, okay. I mean, I'm from a three-generation Marine Corps family. So my father was a Marine infantryman in Vietnam. My son, Hunter, is a Marine Anglico who just got back from Afghanistan. And I was a force reconnaissance Marine and special operations in the Marine Corps. And I did 8 deployments to Afghanistan. And as part of a JSOC task force, the Joint Special Operations Command Task Force. And like many of the warriors we see coming home today, I came home and suffered with a lot of the same things. I was dealing with anxiety, depression. I was diagnosed with PTSD and went in a very big downward spiral, dealing with panic attacks and just a lot of personal struggles. In the pretty much a downward trajectory of dealing with that was when I really had an elevated professional life and really put my time and energy into mixed martial arts and amassed an 18-2 professional record and did really well. But in the midst of that, my struggles still remained, and I ended up in a point to where my wife and my three children and I, we all separated, and I found myself facing a divorce and sitting in my closet making a decision if I was going to want to live or die. I attempted to take my life by shooting myself. My wife intervened, and she just gave me a kind of a life-challenging question, asking me how I could do the things I did to become a recon Marine and go to combat and the things we did in combat and the things I did as a professional athlete, how I could do all those things, but when I came to my family, that I would quit. And it just really called me out, challenged me, and it was that moment that I had to make a decision to get back in the fight, and I knew I couldn't do it alone. And I had mentorship of an amazing man named Steve Toth, who stepped in my life and really challenged me in a lot of areas, but the main area he challenged me in was the area of my faith. Because that was the one missing piece of my life at the time, and I'll say I had a radical encounter with God at that time in my life, and I submitted my life to Christ, became a Christian, and Steve mentored me for about a year in manhood and biblical manhood, and came to discover that I didn't have to let my past define my future, and the incidents that happened to me in my past didn't have to define the rest of my life. And I made some big changes in my life, found restoration in my life and hope again. And I think I found ultimately what I'd searched my whole life for, and that was purpose. And that purpose manifested in me wanting to share what I had discovered with so many other people that were struggling. If you know, there's 22 veterans a day that take their life every single day. You know, divorce rates and all these things. So I want to share what I discovered.
Yeah, we hear that on a regular basis. I'm not disputing it at all. So don't take it that way. But you know, we hear that many die a day. What are we doing for them? And what are they dying from? Are they dying from mental health issues? Are they dying from depression? What are they dying from?
Well, first of all, I'd say that number is a lot lower. The actual report right now, the current report is 20 a day, but only 50% of the demographic in the country reports. So we don't know what the number is. But one's too many. And to answer your question of why, I mean, we've been at war for 20 years. And these long sustained deployments, the country's never been at war this long. So this problem is going to get worse. And in 2008, President Obama's administration wrote an executive order, President Obama himself wrote an executive order to overturn President Bush's 2001 executive order, allowed faith treatments for veterans. And so at that time, whether you believe in faith programs, faith treatments or not, at the time they were very successful. And when in 2009, when President Obama took that away, we ended up with a Veterans Administration that only did 100% clinical treatments. And what we've seen in the last 50 years is an extreme spike in veteran suicides and mental health issues, and over prescribing of medications, where veterans are diagnosed with PTSD, like myself, we're on 20 plus medications a day, numbing ourselves and not being able to actually ever heal. And so a lot of people do a lot of things. I was disappointed. So two things I did. One is I started a Mighty Oaks Foundation, where I've spoken to over 150,000 active duty warriors on resiliency at bases around the world on this subject. I get to go to bases and tour and speak to active duty troops on preventative and measures. And then on the back end, we have I run a camp called our Legacy Camp, and we're at 30 of those camps a year. They're week long peer-to-peer mentorship, not consular-based, faith-based programs, and we're able to serve active duty who comes to us in military orders and veterans. We do it all for free. We've had 3,500 graduates and those who are really struggling and not want to live anymore or really struggling with different battles that they face and got them on the other side of it. And so we have an incredible program at Mighty Oaks Foundation that we do, again, totally for free, and I was just appointed the chairman of the Faith-Based Veterans Service Alliance to work with the White House and Congress. And so the president right now has just signed an executive order to overturn President Obama's executive order and get back to putting faith programs in the VA. And so I'm really involved in that with helping, advocating, testifying before Congress, helping Secretary Wilkie of the VA with implementation some of these faith programs that have been extremely successful, not just my foundation, but so many other ones. And so a lot is being done, but there's a lot more to be done. And this is going to be, I mean, we could end all wars tomorrow, and we're still going to be dealing with this for a very long time.
Well, yeah, I hear that. I got to tell you, I hear that on a regular basis, right? That again, we need to deal with these young men and women that have been at this. To your point, they've been fighting this, they've been struggling with this. How long? I mean, 20 plus years, really, if you think about it? And then when
That's
they
right.
come home, what's waiting here for them? I'll tell you the thing that bothered me about that whole deal with President Obama was that here you had men and women that were putting themselves on the line for us, willing to fight for us, willing to give up their lives for us, and we wouldn't allow them the comfort of their scripture, of their Bible, of Christmas cards, that kind of stuff. Just made absolutely no sense to me. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Bacino, your host. Don't go far. Okay. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Here are the latest United States coronavirus totals. Currently, there are 501,000 cases in the United States with 18,000 total deaths. The state of New York leads the country with 172,358 cases and 7,844 deaths. New Jersey follows at 54,000 cases and 1,932 deaths. Globally, the number of cases has passed 1.6 million, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Two more members of the NYPD have died of COVID-19, a police officer and a traffic enforcement agent, bringing the hard-hit department's total number of coronavirus deaths to 17. The number of known recovered United States coronavirus cases is over 28,000. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed
we are back.
She kissed me.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, you know, and seriously, you know, I talk about our vets on a regular basis on the show, and I talk about what, again, my mother, my family wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our vets, wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Americans who went into Italy and got my family out of there. So I've asked Chad Robichaud to join me, and Chad, I got to tell you something, in looking at some of your story and listening to you speak, you've gone from PTSD to a champion MMA fighter, best-selling author, founder of the Mighty Oaks Warrior Program. Before we get too far into this, tell people what the Mighty Oaks Warrior Program is and how they can help you.
Yeah, well, Mighty Oaks Foundation, we provide several things. Our main thing we provide is peer-to-peer mentorship programs. So we have our legacy program where we bring it's pretty amazing that the active duty military would send people on orders to us. And so we receive active duty military on orders as well as bringing those in who are already out in the the veteran community. And we have progressive spouses as well. We also run first responder programs. But these programs are a week long. We do 30 of them a year. We have four ranches in Colorado, California, Virginia, Ohio, and Texas. And we fly them there, and we do peer-to-peer mentorship. We have a faith-based curriculum that we do. We've had 3,500 graduates and just extreme success in serving our warriors through these programs. Wow. And then in addition to that, we do a resiliency program where we try to prevent some of these problems that the veterans face by giving them a good training and education ahead of time. And so I travel around the world to different bases and speak on subjects such as combat resiliency, spiritual resiliency, post-traumatic stress, suicide ideations, and things like that. And I've spoken about 150,000 active duty troops. I'm one of only two speakers that the Marine Corps allows to go to Marine Corps boot camp. And I speak to, for 5 years now, I speak to all the recruits that go through Marine Corps boot camp on the West Coast.
Wow.
And we've several books I've written, we're able to give out. I've given out about 100,000 books to the troops to provide a lot of resources to help equip them. And then we're part of, we're also part of, and I'm the chairman of the Faith-Based Veterans Service Alliance, which is we work with the White House and Congress and the VA, and we bring all these faith-based programs under one umbrella to serve together and just really collaborate and do advocacy work with the government.
So let's talk a little bit about the religious beliefs, and I know that the military is made up of all kinds of religious beliefs. I got that, but the thing that really makes me crazy is when you're looking at this, when you're looking at what's going on there, right?
Yeah.
Here the government at times, because I don't want to pick on any one president in particular, but I do, you know, we were doing stories about that. People were calling us crazy when Obama was pulling the Bibles out of the hospitals and that kind of stuff. All right.
Right.
And I kept saying, look, here's guys that are getting in front of a bullet for us. Here's guys that are willing to give their lives for us. And we're telling them what they can and can't believe. We're telling them what they can and can't listen to or write or have on their doors. You know, what I'm saying? And I kind of got poo-pooed. I kind of got, you know, don't worry about it, Joe. You know, No. These guys are entitled to and are allowed to have these books, have their Bibles, have their scripture. What's the general mindset of our military men and women when it comes to their belief system? What I'm trying to say is, do they resent the fact that they're not allowed to have their Bibles, have their scripture?
Well, I feel, I mean, the consensus I've gotten, and I work in the trenches with the military for, you know, the majority of my life, is that they feel oppressed and they feel like the very freedoms they're fighting for have been taken from them. And I kind of touched on it in the last segment, but if I could have a moment to just really tell you.
Go for it. Don't even, just go for it.
This was such a hidden thing with the Obama administration.
Yep.
2001, and you were onto something when you were saying this a few years ago, because in 2001, President Bush signed an executive order for the faith community to work with the government entities to bring faith-based programming to all different types of folks, including prisons, but also including the VA. And that started in the VA. It was called the Office of Faith-Based and Community Alternative Programs. And it, for 8 years, they thrived, did an incredible job of serving warriors who went to the VA. And faith was, you know, people have to understand or listen, because they might not everybody listening probably agrees with my faith. Faith wasn't being pushed on the warriors. They were going to VA and they were having a choice. I could choose between a clinical program, I could choose between a psychologist, I have a physical need, or I could choose between faith programs. And so the President Bush had made this available, and faith programs were getting government funding, and they were working together and really serving our warriors. In 2009, President Obama himself signed an executive order to overturn that initial executive order that President Bush signed, and it defunded faith programming. It shut down the Office of Faith and Community Alternative Programs, unstaffed it, and so it pretty much went dormant.
Wow.
And you could see, if you watch the trajectory, you could see the spike in veterans' suicides and mental health issues for a simple reason, because it closed the door to all these other alternative solutions. Veterans no longer had a choice. They had to choose only a clinical option. So this isn't about pushing faith on veterans. It's about giving them veterans choice. In 2016, I was given an opportunity to sit before President, at that time, candidate Trump. I got to sit before him and ask him a question. I was given one question that I could ask him. And the most important question to me was, if you become President of the United States, Mr. Trump, will you bring back faith programming to the Veterans Administration and DOD? And he answered yes. You might even remember about it. I ended up being a Bill O'Reilly and talking about this because, of course, the president said yes, and then he said some other things, and they twisted what he said, and it was just a mess. But
of course they twisted what he said. Did you expect anything else?
Yeah, the headline was Donald Trump says veterans with PTSD are weak. That was the headline.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, I remember that. That's
so true. Yeah, that was the question. From the question I asked him, I had to go on multiple media outlets, including Bill O'Reilly, and kind of set that straight. But I believed his heart at that time, and his promise to me in that question came true last year, 2019. He signed an executive order against a lot of opposition to overturn President Obama's initial executive order and go back to what President Bush intended and bring faith and government back together to give that option back to our warriors. Now, since he signed that executive order, there's been, you know, the House, and there's been lots of opposition. But just in January, Secretary Wilkie, the Secretary of the VA, initiated a policy implementation to bring faith programming back. Because under the – you were not exaggerating when you said under the – under President Obama's executive order, different regional offices of the VA. This wouldn't have been VA-wide because the VA works kind of state-by-state model.
Right.
But different offices, they took Bibles out. They Bibles weren't allowed in there.
Yep.
Christmas carolers went to carol at the VA. They weren't allowed to carol at the VA and sing Christmas songs. People, like elementary school kids that wrote Christmas cards to veterans, weren't allowed to be distributed because they had the word Christ in them. It was just so, it was so ridiculous. And so Secretary Wilkie has brought all that back. And
really?
I was just on a conference call with, I was on a conference call yesterday with President Trump and the First Lady and Vice President Pence and Karen Pence, and as well as Secretary Wilkie. And I and just hearing some of the things he's doing right now with it amongst the shutdown. And I tell you, Secretary Wilkie is doing a great job. He's a man of faith himself, but he's not imposing his faith. He's just making that option available and praying. And so Bibles are back, are going back. And if they're not everywhere now, I couldn't speak and say they're in every VA now, but because of Secretary Wilkie, you will see Bibles back. You're going to see faith programming. We were working in partnership with the White House. The reason the Faith-Based Veteran Service Alliance was stood up, and I was appointed the chairman of it, was by a request of the White House to be working with faith programs again. And so we're not there yet. We have a lot of work to do, but we have an administration that truly loves our warriors and wants the best care for them and has seen the results of faith-based programs like Mighty Oaks and wants to make them available through the VA and through DOD and make them available for our active duty warriors and our veterans. And we're in the front lines making it happen. You know, like I said, at Mighty Oaks alone, just one organization, we've reached over 100,000, you know, warriors and being able to serve them, equip them for what they're going to do and then help them when they come home.
It's always amazing to me how this works. And when you have our warriors and you have our men and women that are on the front lines for us and they're fighting for us, and it doesn't matter whether it's this, there's a lot of programs and things that have kind of been taken away from them or they're not allowed to celebrate anymore. I just find amazing. I mean, and you have these men and women in their beds in the VA. Maybe they're dying. Maybe they're coming back from a horrific situation. And I don't think people understand and realize what faith does for these people that are in pain and hurting. But we can talk more about some of this stuff on the other side of the break. Joe Mastin, your host. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides peptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can warm and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Always a pleasure. Look, you know, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. And the same thing on any one of the social media platforms. You might or might not find us, depending on how Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube are feeling about the show that particular evening. Believe me, they have these algorithms that pull you down in minutes. All you got to say is the word Zuckerberg too many times, and they go out of their minds. So Chad Robichaud is joining me. And Chad, you know, when I was reading your story, he's gone from PTSD to a champion MMA fighter, best-selling author, founder of Mighty Oaks Warrior Program. His book, An Unfair Advantage, Victory in the Midst of a Battle, is a story about Chad's life. And it's being made into a movie, right, Chad?
It is. It is being made in a movie by LD Entertainment, and they're looking at Lionsgate as a distributor, and it just really exciting that we can share the story of what God's done in my life, and really share the message of hope and opportunity for veterans that are struggling. We're about to, the film will end with being able to point to the program, so hopefully we're able to serve a lot of warriors through that film.
Chad, you know, you always hear that you know, kind of like the religious thing is only from the people in the South, you know, and the warriors from the South and the military from the South. Those are the guys and the gals that are into religion. But you know, if you're going to boot camp, if you're talking to these people on a regular basis, would you say a good solid majority of men and women in the military are God loving people, or are they, or not?
No, So when I go to Marine Corps boot camp every quarter and speak to the young recruits, and I get to speak to all of them, whether regardless of their faith, but I speak to them in two different groups. So we have I have the Protestant group, which is usually about 1,500 of them, and then I have the group of everyone else. So it would be, you know, Catholics, all the way to Wiccan and Satanists to atheists. To, you know, I'm not grouping all those together. It's just how they, they're in two different groups like that. And so I don't know the exact amount, but when I go and speak to these groups, I speak to them in two different groups, and I speak to the first Protestant group, I speak more a spiritual resiliency, and then the group that has atheists and agnostic and people that wouldn't believe what I believe, then I speak to them more along the lines of what spirituality means, and how you have to have pillars of resiliency, and the military defines pillars of resiliency as four of them: mind, body, spirit, and social, meaning being mentally tough, physically tough, to have a spiritual foundation, and being socially connected with a good network. Now, a spiritual foundation to me means, you know, being a Christian. That's my foundation of life, and the decisions I make in my life through those lenses. But that can be a lot of different things to different people, but you have to have a spiritual foundation. And so I'm able to say what my faith is, and give my story. And I tell you, the cool thing about it is, at the end of this, you know, I said there was a group of 1,500. The other group is about 3,500, so about 5,000 recruits. Recruits, that's what you call a Marine Corps boot camp, brand new guy.
Right.
So we have 5,000 of them, and at the end of it, I have my books, and I'm not handing my books in. It. Everybody gets a book. It's underneath your chair. They have to go and grab them. I'll bring 5,000 books, and they know my book's going to be. It's called Path to Resiliency. It's about spiritual resiliency through a Christian faith, and I never want. Went speak, and there were books left over. and we're talking, including, you know, Wiccan and Satanists and atheists and agnostics. And that once ever went speak there, and I had to bring books home. Everyone takes every time. So if that helps answer the question a little bit, then.
No, it does, because look at, we're, again, when you're getting fake news, if you would, when you're getting these stories, they only go after the people that are offended, if you would. I always love, you know, the freedom from religion freaks is what I call them. They go through these little towns in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's been offended by this cross that's been in town for the last 103 years, but they are. So they figure because they are and they're smarter than you, they need to go file a lawsuit. And we see that happening in the military now. You've got the same group, only it's, you know, military for the freedom of religion. And they're always filing a lawsuit or doing something. And I'm so glad that President Trump is pushing back on them, because I think you guys in the military, you should have the freedom to worship or not worship, or go to church or synagogue or whatever, or not go. You should have that right. And we've never really taken the time to give them that right to do that. You know?
You know, like you said, I've spoken to about 150,000 active duty troops and speaking. And every time I speak, sometimes I'm able to share from a more evangelical standpoint, like Christian. But most of the time, I can't. That's not what I'm there for. I'm not there to evangelize to them. I'm there to share my story. And part of my story includes the transition of my faith, and I share my story about my Christian faith. And I've done this for all four branches. I've never once, and I've been doing this for most, I think, 8, 9 years now, and 150,000. I've never once had one complaint, and I get requested and asked to go back over and over and over again. But while I haven't had a complaint from a service member, the people that will complain are people on the outside that have no business outside of the military that are offended by it, but they're not even the person involved. That's the people we have to deal with. Why are you trying to push your faith on these troops? We're getting requested to do this.
Yeah.
We're being requested, and they're not complaining. And so it's always the people on the outside that have no business opening their mouth in the first place that cause the problems.
So you brought up something to where you're working with men. You're teaching them how to be men. And I do a little thing of my own. It's called God's Drill Sergeant. All right? And I'm very black and white when I do this thing. And because I've said, we've gotten to the point now where even our men of faith, not all, it's going to sound like I'm painting with a broad brush,
right,
but a lot of our men of faith have been feminized, if you would, have been, they're now second fiddle or third fiddle. They don't really know how to deal with this stuff. There's no solid black or white for them. And God's word, in my mind, I'm not an ordained minister, but in my mind, God's word is very black and white. Do this and this. Accept this and this. There's no gray areas in God's word, but we've made that. And I think that's why the family's falling apart. The men aren't taking their proper place as fathers, husbands, and leaders of the community. Do you agree?
I agree. I think most men, and I'll play it with a little bit broader brush than you even did. I think most men, and men in particular in the church, are passive and have been really passive and weak. And our culture demonstrates it. Because we could blame the world and say, oh, the world's going to hell in a handbasket, but as Christians, and you and I are both Christians, so as Christians, who do we blame? We can't blame people that aren't Christians. We need to look at ourselves and say, we're the problem. Why are we having millions of babies that are aborted every year? Because at some point, Christian men didn't stand up and say, no, we're not going to stand for this.
That's right.
We're going to vote. I just can't even fathom someone saying that they're a Christian and they're going to vote for any pro-choice candidate. And this is just one example to me of people that are passive. They let things slide. They have the moral compass isn't steadfast, and they make decisions that don't reflect manhood. And they are saying, right.
I talk to men. You hit a point here. I talk to men all the time, and I say, look, they'll start complaining about President Trump, and they don't like the way he talks, and they don't like this. I go, look, have you guys ever read the story of David? I mean, you're going off on him because you don't like the way he speaks and the things and the way he... go read the story of David. Go read what he did. And God still said he was a man after God's own heart. God's not looking for a perfect guy, number one, but one that'll stand up for him, one that'll fight for him. Okay? And not that he needs us to fight for him, but the reason we have sex education in school at the elementary school level here in California is because Christian men and women have laid back and said, no, it's no big deal, I'll deal with it later. All right? The reason that 12-year-olds now and 13-year-olds are getting pregnant here in California and are allowed to go have abortions is because we have Christians that are voting in, to your point, that are voting in legislators that believe that at 12 years old, a girl has a right to make a decision whether she's going to have an abortion or not. Where are the Christian warriors? Where are the Christians standing up for God, for God's word? And Jesus said we're supposed to occupy till he comes, but not the couch on a video game. Right, Chad?
And one of the places they can stand up is in the voting booth.
Yeah.
And we haven't. We haven't voted. When I say we, I know I vote.
Yep.
But collectively, as a church and as a Christian community, we hadn't voted with our Christian beliefs, and that's why we're exposing our children to these things that you see. Yep. That's why you see drag queens in libraries reading books to little kids because that's pastors. Yep. I've heard Christians say that. Well, I'm not a political person. Well, you better get political.
But life is not political. Look, when they say that to me about abortion, I lose my Christian mind. They go, look, since when is abortion or life, when is that a political issue? If God is all for life, how can you not be?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I've said that before. Like, you can't hijack a topic and say it's a political topic. It's divisive or Republican versus Democrat or left versus right. Life is sacred. It's not a political topic. But if you have to get in the voting box to win for these things, then Christians need to get up and vote.
Yeah,
and
sorry
if someone like President Trump's offend you, but if he's the guy that's standing up for what's right and aligns with my moral values as a Christian, that's the man I'm going to vote for.
Hey, look at, they would have walked away from Jesus when he was at the temple tearing the place up. All right, Chad, look, you got, they can go to mightyoaksprograms.org. We'll put that up on our website, mightyoaksprograms.org. Hey, God bless. Keep up the good work.
God bless.
I mean,
fun time talking to you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Guess who joins us later? I'm not telling you. You have to come back to find out. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back.